I'm speaking today with Kevin Hoffman, who is running for Houston Community College trustee in District 1. Kevin, thank you for talking to me today. Why are you running for this office?
Well, I have several reasons to run for the office. One of the main reasons is when I worked and volunteered my time for 5 years with the mayor's anti-gang office, overseeing a federal grant through the Weed and Seed program, we tried to instill into the community a lot of opportunities for young people to keep them out of gangs. When the funds went away for that program, what I saw, community did not continue to move forward with any other opportunities for the young people within the community. And after seeing that people were not moving on, young people were not moving on to other higher education and staying involved, and learning more about what the college had to offer, I saw it very important that we try to reach out in another way to the young people in order to keep them in school, to get them trained, to get a higher education of some sort, whether it be a two-year degree or other programs, or through getting a certificate so they begin a career and not get involved in so many of the activities that were negative activities for our community.
Now, you ran for this position in 2007, last time it was up. What would you say you learned from that experience?
That was a very interesting race, and coming 255 votes away from a win, it was very grassroots, a lot of walking, a lot of information that I did learn from that experience of trying to build coalitions with other organizations and groups, and I've tried to do that this time. In doing so, I also look back at the votes where many of the votes came from, and realize that I need not just reach out to the Democratic voters, but it is I must reach out to both Democrats and Republican groups as well, because I'm once elected, I will be representing both, and it is a nonpartisan race. So it became very important that to reach out to both sides.
Now, one of the things about community college is that it serves a role of providing remedial education as well as college level education. Chronicle in its recent editorial talked about HCC having to provide a lot of remedial education because in its opinion HISD had been falling down on the job. I'd like to get your thoughts on that and where you see opportunities for the two and the other school districts that are within HCC's realm to work together to get kids prepared for college, whether it's HCC or elsewhere, in a way that less remedial stuff has to be offered.
Well, absolutely. What I have found in investigation of the entities is that the two entities do not talk to each other. They once were one and the same. However, since the split, they have moved gradually further and further apart. Having those conversations has been a really big problem. When you have approximately 70% of the students coming into the Northeast College having to engage in remedial coursework, even though they may have graduated, in some cases, with honors from HISD or one of our other entities, I feel that we need to give a report card back to the administration of the various ISTs in a sense of saying, these are the areas that we are seeing that you are not getting those students quite ready. How can we help you? What can we do to provide additional ideas and resources to be able to pull this together so we collectively are educating our children, not just HISD, but HCC should be heavily involved in trying to, one, provide the feedback, but also help come up with solutions.
Now, the legislature recently made some changes to high school curriculum and graduation requirements. Part of this is to allow more flexibility in vocational education, or what we used to call vocational education. But there have been some concerns that, the changes in requirements will, be a step back from previous standards of academic rigor. from your perspective, you know, from HCC's perspective, what's your view of some of these changes, like HB 5 I'm talking about, that were made in the legislature this past session?
Right. The cut in the number of math classes, I think, is for those who want to go on to college. I think, granted, when I went to college, math was not my forte either. But I do believe that to move forward and get their young people more prepared for college, we do need to offer more than just the one math class in high school requirement. We need to add additional ones for those young people who are seeking to go on and above. I understand somewhat where they were coming from, but I disagree in that I believe that the math should be a two requirement. And as they tried to give different levels of degrees, more so, we should be pushing our young people to do more instead of less.
Now, like public education and higher education, community colleges have felt the effect of budget cuts from the legislature, primarily in 2011. To be honest, I'm not really sure what they did regarding that with community colleges in 2013. So I'd like to know, what's your view of, you know, the state of funding for HCC and how they've handled, you know, the recent levels of funding they've gotten from the legislature?
I have not fully investigated the whole funding levels. I do know that there were funding cuts have happened over the last two sessions, and that is a problem. But as funding has been cut at HISD and at HCC, there are some of the coursework that was spoken of, you know, like SHOP and those kinds of entities that were things that were happening at the ISD level. HCC, I believe, we can partner with the ISDs since we have some of the resources and we're already training young people space and that we can do something similar to the early college program where young people come into HCC to take college-level courses. Why could HCC not do a similar type program for those seeking certificates to move on to a career and then bring those students in some type of partnership where HCC and the ISD are sharing the burden of trying to teach things like SHOP and auto mechanics and those types of coursework so that we could get more young people educated to a degree or a certificate so they can move on and begin their productive years of getting those dollars in for those young people.
Well, we talk about that. I mean, the cost of going to college is a national concern. It has been for a few years now. Obviously, one way that you can reduce the cost of going to college is by going to a community college for 2 years, getting your associate's degree, and then spending only 2 years at a traditional four-year university. Do you feel HCC is doing a good job of marketing that option to college students? That going to HCC first is a good way of controlling their costs and getting a good education.
I can't speak for the entire HCC, but I can tell you that within this particular district, in District 1, the outreach really has not existed due to the current incumbent having lost her ability to send out and market the college and send out newsletters, letting people know what is going on at the college and the opportunities. That is lacking within District 1, the ability to get that information out. And I want to change that and be out there, going to the civic club meetings, going to the churches, letting people know about the many opportunities the college has.
HCC is going to have to hire a new chancellor. That'll be one of the first things that I presume the board will be doing after they convene. Obviously, that's an important task. What's your evaluation of the outgoing chancellor, and what sorts of qualities do you want to see in her successor?
The outgoing chancellor, she had a lot of good ideas, and there were some things I didn't really care for the program going overseas into Qatar, but as I understand, it was a profit center, So I can get why we would do that, but overall I thought we needed to spend more attention here than to be sending a program overseas. However, overall I think she did an excellent job. I know there was some disagreement by several of the board members about with her and some issues that she took on, but most of those were related to, from my understanding, were related to the program in Qatar. The qualities that I would seek for someone moving into this position would be someone who can lead and can bring consensus to with the different personalities that will be on the board and trying to work with them to build a cohesive organization. We need to, and I would like to see a search committee being formed out of both our business leaders from Houston, some of the top educators from around Texas come together, and also, most important, our community members as well, that we build a task force out of these three groups to be part of the search committee. It's very important that we have a very good understanding of what the community needs, what the business community needs, and be able to pull in those ideas of the education folks as well.
You mentioned the campus overseas in Qatar. That was something I was going to be asking about anyway. Can you go into a bit more detail about your concerns about that program and, you know, what would you do differently with it?
Well, one, it's my understanding that even though HCC was invited to participate there, that then they're not getting, when they graduate there, my understanding was not an accredited program in Qatar. So I don't quite understand why we would be involved in a program where we were not accredited within that country. We need to make sure that if we are involved in some other programs, that we make sure that those students will have the accreditation behind their program.
As you know, HCC had a bond referendum on the ballot in 2012 that passed. Did you vote for it?
Yes, I did.
And what's your opinion of how it's progressed since then?
I see some productivity coming on. One of the main reasons I voted for it was for the Coleman College. I was very much aware of the issues there, where the students were not having enough lab time and opportunities of space to attend labs. So many of the students were going in at 1 o'clock in the morning to do their work in lab because they couldn't have time any other to squeeze in to do their lab work. I think that was inappropriate. If we could try to accommodate with more classroom space, I think we should do that. In this particular district, what our district is going to get out of this bond is a parking garage at Northline College at that campus. And we will, the idea of just getting a parking garage at a campus that was, and it still is, overflowing with students, and the need here is very great. Going forward, as the parking garage is constructed, if we can change the plans so that we do not have to have additional money spent out for buying land, if we could change the structure so that we could future build classroom space on the top of the garage, would be a better use of our tax dollars and a wise decision, I believe, for expansion and growth in the future.
Well, talking about expansion and growth, a couple of years ago, there was a ballot item in Spring Branch for them to be annexed by HCC. It did not pass. Do you see expansion or annexation, Spring Branch or anywhere or somewhere else, in HCC's future?
But I think before we get to that, to another expansion program, we need to make sure we're serving the students that we currently have within the district we have in the best way possible. Currently, from many students that I've talked with, they're having a problem where, say, they sign up to take all their classwork at the Northline campus, and they're finding once they sign up that they not only have to take their classwork at Northline, they have to go to Southwest and to all the various other campuses throughout the HCC overall college in order to find the classwork, classes that are available for them to complete their all their studies within a two-year period. And that's one of the biggest complaints by students. And I think there can be a better organization of how many courses we offer, say in English or in math or other basic courses, so we accommodate as many of our students close to their homes as possible.
Online education has become kind of a hot topic in higher education. What's your view of, providing classes online as part of HCC's curriculum?
I think it's appropriate to use online. However, some students don't work as well in that environment. Some students do. And if a student finds that they can work in this type of environment and achieve what they're set out to do, and their grades are such that they can do that, and they're dedicated, and they don't need that hands-on approach that can be offered in a classroom setting. So it depends on the student of how well they interact with those type of online classes. It's not for everyone.
Now, the HCC board has had some issues with ethics, the incumbent in District 1 in particular. What's your view of the current state of ethics regulations and requirements with the HCC Board of Trustees, and what would you do to improve or strengthen them?
Well, the current rules are being sort of haphazardly enforced. A few years ago, the board adopted some very strict rules that apply to some higher level positions within the state. And those are very straightforward in regards to conflict of interest and those kinds of issues. I think we need to try to strengthen those and put some rules of what happens when you violate those rules to try to bring it forward. And the contracting issue, we need to find a better way to release our contracts out to various vendors who are coming before the board. We need to make it more transparent and more fair in the process. I've heard of people who won the bid, and then when the PO is then released, it ends up with someone else. The same thing is happening, from what I understand, at our ISD as well. So we need to try to make those types of letting contracts a little more transparent, a little more fair, a lot more fair, so that whoever wins the bid also gets the PO at the end of the day. Make sure that there's no hanky-panky behind the scenes where trustees are getting involved and trying to change what those that we've hired at the college to review the bid packages and then present the top three to the board, that those folks are very clear in what their job is to make sure that there's no conflict of interest there either.
Okay. There is an incumbent running for re-election in this race, and there's a third candidate as well. When people go to vote on November 5th, why should they vote to make you the next trustee in HCC District 1 and not one of your opponents?
Well, the current incumbent, for the last 3 years, she has been unable to serve at the full capacity due to some various alleged things, and the board sanctioned her three times. On the third sanction, she was no longer allowed to serve in the committee or as a chair or in the committee, any committee whatsoever. And at HCC, the committees are very important because all of the main decisions are made. Monies are carved up of what is being proposed that's then brought to the full board for votes, and little change ever happens at the committee of the whole. So in that case, I find that because of the censors that it would be inappropriate for us to move forward with this individual. Then my other opponent, being that is an officer as a vice president with the Houston Teachers Union and the early college program that HCC hosts with with HISD that becomes a problem because many of the teachers that are teaching these courses, they're housed at HCC campuses. And then there's health and safety issues regarding those individuals who are teaching those coursework that he would represent, and it becomes a conflict of interest for him as well. I believe that we need to have, after having suffered for 3 years, we need someone who's at the table who can vote on every item that comes before the board and not have to recuse himself on certain items.
All right, Kevin Hoffman, thank you very much for talking to me.